seeing Johnny.
Is he outside?
No, he's right there. Didn't see the shoes. We got to see the shoes.
Johnny, put the shoes.
I know.
Questions?
So, safe to say Nick Paul on that first power play.
Yeah, it's a big spot to be, and we've had some good players there over the years, and he just kind of fits the mold there. He's got size in front, he's got a big stick, and do you think she'll walk in here?
First game.
That's it. She should stay out, yeah.
First night last.
We won't see her for a while. First game. Anyway, he did a great job. Power play on the whole did a great job.
John, you feel like a lot of new faces here on this roster this year compared to this point last year. How have you kind of seen the progression of the players getting to know each other on and off the ice, and how does that translate to kind of maybe
someone yourself? Well, it's hard. There's so much emotion goes into the first game, and I know there's 82 of them, but there's something special about the first one, the home opener. Guys wanting to impress, you know, guys who won jobs, and we have a bunch of new guys out there, and I thought everybody contributed right down the line. Everybody had something to do with this win tonight, from the goalie on the way up. On out, and if we're going to have success, this team, it's going to come from everybody. The penalty kill was great. We got beat on a shot that was, it's a special shot by that kid. But the contributions from everybody, that's what we're going to need, and it was great for these new guys to get their, not only their feet wet, but have contributions to the game. I thought we did really well if you just take the first and the third. Second period, just some really bad habits came into play. We, first of all, penalties killed us, and we started turning the puck over. And then we gave up, you know, odd man rush that you just can't give up. And we hadn't done that most of the preseason. We hadn't done it in the first period, and kind of everything that was bad about our game showed up in one period. And credit Nashville. They probably had every reason in the world after the first period to say, okay, we're a young team and this team's going to take us out. And they came back and gave us everything we could handle. And so long answer to the question is I liked a lot of things we did. And in the defensive zone, the goals were power play, turnover, and basically a odd man rush. So clean those things up, and it's a pretty clean game for us.
John, what does it mean to see your team succeed there at the end? Up one goal, you got to protect it, 2+ minutes, and to find a way to get it done.
Yeah, it's hard because it's not something you get to practice a ton, and it's really hard to replicate a 5-on-6 situation in practice without really blasting pucks at guys, and nobody wants to do that. So other than kind of showing the guys what to do, you get it in your game. And that's what you got to give the guys credit for, because they did a heck of a job. Hey, listen, they got good skill players out there. They're going to get some looks, but we were in lanes. We got the pucks when we had to, and at the end, some big face-offs helped us out. But it's a good test for us. We passed, and we got some of that work in, and hopefully we're in some of those situations again where teams have to pull their goalies. That'll be a good sign for us.
John, you talked a lot about how it takes a certain type of guy to play with certain players on the line. Is that the same thing with on a power play unit when you have a guy like Paul with all those stars around him?
Yeah. There is a skill set you have to have, but the skill set's also part mental. The fact that Paulie's been with us for a while and he has watched the dynamics, everything go through, I think's really helped him. I think you put a guy in there that's brand new to the team, it's a little different. Unless, you're a 15-year vet and you've been doing it your whole life, it's those guys know what they're doing together. And so Paulie's slipped in there and done a heck of a job.
John, what did you learn a little bit about Jonas tonight in terms that you took the 3 games that he had in preseason and you carried them into tonight in terms of
Well, goaltending position, I've said this many times. I mean, there's a couple positions in sports. You get a quarterback in football, or maybe a starting pitcher in baseball, the goalie in hockey. Those are some pretty marquee spots where you're kind of alone at times. And he, his game was quiet, and he made himself big. He wasn't erratic. He just played positional goal, and when the heat got turned up, his heart rate didn't go up. And so you kind of want to see that in your goaltender, and we saw glimpses of that in the preseason, but again, the preseason games. And now when the lights are on you, how are you going to do? And you'd have to say he passed the test.
Did you see some of the new guys adjust? You got Connor Sherwood, like 3+ block shots, Tyler Mott as well. Did you see everything tonight?
Well, all those guys, like I said earlier, everybody contributed in their way. And sometimes you don't show up on that point side of the ledger, but the other ones of either guys winning face-offs or blocking shots or getting them out, a lot of things the coaches will notice, the players notice on the bench, but you don't really see on the score sheet. And like I said, those guys contributed.
One more over here. And John, we didn't see Tyler play in the third period.
Yeah, it's we'll know more tomorrow, but it was he couldn't come back from the injury, and hopefully we'll get good news tomorrow.
7:30.